Solid bus strike for better terms, pay and against anti-union bosses. London bus workers Tower Transit took 24-hour strike action on the 26th of August, over the imposition of roster changes, pay and the anti-union approach of the company. Over 1,000 drivers, engineers, and controllers at Westbourne Park Bus Garage and the Lee Interchange Bus Depot were involved in the dispute following an 89.8% vote in favor of strike action. Following the solid action, the second 24-hour stoppage of the dispute, scheduled for the 29th of August, was called off for talks. The walkout followed mounting frustration among workers, who are angry over a lack of consultation over roster changes which are leaving them out of pocket, as well as the non-payment of correct rest day working pay rates. One driver at Westbourne Park said, "I don't see my family, because I work 6 or 7 days a week, while these companies are making millions, not pennies. We are public workers in a private company, and it doesn't work. Companies are too busy trying to make profit." At the Lee Interchange in East London, it was evident Sadiq Khan's betrayal in allowing companies to get away with these attacks has done damage to Jeremy Corbyn among London bus drivers. Socialist Party members spoke to workers on the picket line who said that they thought Jeremy Corbyn would let them down as Khan has done, undermining faith in Labour. The Socialist Party's call for all transport to be brought back into public ownership really chimed. Socialist Party reporters,